Kraken parent Payward posts, $508 million Q2 revenue as EBITDA falls to $23 million. Payward, the company behind the Kraken exchange, reported $508 million in second quarter revenue, while adjusted EBITDA dropped to $23 million, according to figures shared by Wu Blockchain on August 16, 2026. The pairing of a $500 million top line with a bottom line profitability measure in the low tens of millions points to steep margin compression at one of the largest crypto exchanges. Adjusted EBITDA strips out interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization to approximate operating profitability. A $23 million reading against $508 million of revenue implies an adjusted EBITDA margin near 4.5%. For a business that has historically leaned on high-margin trading fees, that is a thin slice. The gap between revenue and profit revenue tells you how much money moved through the door. EBITDA tells you how much survived the trip. The distance between $508 million and $23 million is where the cost of running a global exchange lives. Engineering headcount, compliance and licensing across dozens of jurisdictions, marketing, custody infrastructure, and the legal overhead that comes with operating in regulated markets. Trading volume drives exchange revenue, and volume tracks volatility. Quiet markets mean fewer trades and thinner fee income. The current tape is flat. As of August 16, 2026, Bitcoin sat at roughly $62,935, down 2.9% over the prior week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 37, or FEAR. Ether traded near 1879 and had slipped about 2.1% on the week. When prices drift sideways and sentiment leans cautious, retail activity typically pulls back, and that shows up directly in an exchange's fee line. Competition is squeezing the take rate. Kraken is not operating in a vacuum. The exchange competes with Binance, Coinbase, Bybit, OKX, and a growing field of venues that have pushed trading fees down and expanded into derivatives, staking, and tokenized assets to defend margins. Fee compression across the industry means each dollar of volume produces less revenue than it did a few years ago, and each dollar of revenue now carries a heavier fixed cost load. The result is the pattern Payward just posted: healthy gross activity, squeezed operating profit. It is a familiar shape for exchanges that have scaled up their regulatory and product footprint faster than trading conditions have rewarded them. Bullish recently reported revenue growth of more than 50% year-over-year on the strength of institutional derivatives, a reminder that the venues gaining ground are the ones diversifying away from plain spot trading. Signals for the rest of the sector: Payward's numbers arrive as several crypto companies show the same split between strong headline figures and pressured earnings. Securitize hit a record $4.3 billion in tokenized assets under management last quarter, yet still posted a $21.7 million net loss. Growth and profitability are not moving together across much of the industry right now. For Kraken specifically, a $23 million adjusted EBITDA quarter raises the stakes on cost discipline and on the products that carry better margins than spot fees. Kraken has been building out derivatives, staking, and a payments footprint, including the Kraken debit card, as ways to earn revenue that does not rise and fall entirely with trading volume. Diversification of that kind is what separates exchanges that hold margins in flat markets from those that watch profit evaporate when volume dries up. None of this signals distress. A $508 million revenue quarter is substantial, and adjusted EBITDA staying positive means the core business is still covering its operating costs. The concern is trajectory. If margins keep thinning while volume stays soft, the pressure to cut costs or raise fees builds. For users, fee changes at a major exchange like Kraken are worth watching, since exchange economics eventually flow through to what traders and cardholders pay.